I got here, there was nobody on before me but the PC.
Being so concerned with something. Sometimes we forget about nothing. Perhaps you never stop to realize the beauty of the significance of nothingness.
Tonight's Unwrinkling will have the Do-Right Lady back for another round of undemonizing.
But even nothingness, if it is kept in its proper proportion and its proper perspective, has its beauty. I lay in the darkness looking at nothingness, but I saw it and understood it and understood the beauty of it, and it was beautiful. And while looking at nothingness, I heard the silence, but I heard it and understood it also.
I remember the last time my hairs stood up on the back of my neck. But while I was driving over here, they got caught in my jacket or the seatbelt or my collar. 3 or 4 times.
It too was beautiful.
It was pretty beautiful, but the CD player didn't play the CD that was on, and it said no disc when I pushed play. So that moment when I said the thing about the hairs and then it was quiet and stuff, and he said beautiful, and he was talking about nothingness, and we heard nothingness, sort of, wasn't supposed to be that way.
Strings of my heart as though a symphony. All of this beauty came from nothingness, and it made me tremble to imagine what something would be like. Then I concluded that after many years of nothingness, I had found nothingness to be something. Compared to something, it was still nothing. Nothing.
plaat is bedoeld om u te helpen bij het controleren van uw eigen afspeelapparatuur. Het is de bedoeling dat uw apparatuur het opgenomen geluid natuurgetrouw weergeeft.
Deze plaat kan u helpen
te bereiken dat uw apparatuur aan de gestelde eis voldoet.
Rusty never came to town.
juist voor de test op een aantal instrumenten gespeeld,
die met grote zorg
moesten worden opgenomen. Om te voorkomen dat luisteraars moeten voorgenomen. Worden even deze instrumenten apart opgenomen. Je kunt correcte weergave van uw apparaat zelf naar.
To a bear, I'd hope to learn something. Not about me compared to the bear. Hopefully I'd like to learn something about making it. As a friend to my prey. Because those bears that eat fish, and the fish that they eat, they got a mimicable kind of mutuality.
Sunday morning, with no way to hold my head, that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes somebody feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
We do have an ethicist that joins our show. Occasionally. Answer the questions and the queries we receive. She's helped us out this week. Called the Do-Right Lady. D-O-O-R-I-G-H-T Lady. I wonder if you could say anything. I guess you could... I wonder if you could spell anything in front of Lady. And say hi. T-U-R-N-I-P, Lady. And it would sound okay.
This is the Do Right Lady with her first question of the Do Right segment. Brady from Salem, Illinois asks, is it okay to apologize for something that you're not guilty of doing? DRL believes that before you announce your faux guilt, you should ask yourself the following questions. Will you be happy if you lie, even if you have a figurative scarlet letter stitched across your chest? Are you willing to have your innocence violated and scorned? Who's better off if you lie? The actual guilty party or the accusing party who will hold this above your head? Or will you somehow be better off if you claim guilt? The Do Right Lady is all about doing right, but right and wrong are not as clear as black and white. There is a spectrum of rights and wrongs. In order for me to advise you, specifics that are not included are needed. The Do Right Lady makes all decisions personal. On the topic of your question, well, let's just say a child and his dog are goofing around in their living room. Child sees the dog whack an expensive lamp with his tail and watches it fall to the ground into 1,000 pieces. And if the parents find out that this dog did it, Fido's off to the shelter. That child tells his parents that he was the one who broke the lamp because he knows that if he tells them the truth, his best friend will be gone. The child is right to lie and is an upright person for doing so. Always, always lie to save an animal's life. The exception of lying to yourself when it comes to free your pet from pain. So Brady, from Salem, USA, are you freeing yourself from pain by admitting guilt? Or are you trying to protect someone you love or respect with your willingness to be guilty, just so the accusing party feels correct in their accusations? If you are lying to protect, you must be 100% sure that the person you are covering for is an otherwise innocent party, like a dog or a retarded child. The worst guilt to accept is an unearned guilt. Ayn Rand said that, but keep in mind she was a Republican B-girl in a capitalist coup. So listen to this instead. The Negro needs the white man to free him from his fears. The white man needs the Negro to free him from his guilt. Martin Luther King Jr. said that. Pretty fantastic thought, eh? Well, Brady from Salem, USA, should you feel guilty? Or do you want to feel guilty? Answer these questions and you will find the right path to guide you. And let me know how things work out. You can contact Do Right Lady at dorightlady@gmail.com. That's DORIGHTLADY. The extra O in Do Right is for emphasis and not for gluttony. This is the Do Right Lady signing off, saying, give me your questions and I'll always have an ear for you to tick. So question me. You got the right.
SAS, lady.
One more time.
Love it. Love
just one more time.
Latina.
Please,